Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to FOS. Again, this week we are back with another show today. Again, this is FOS, and I am your co-host, Tori. I am here with my co-host.
Hi, everyone. It's Purple Lynn.
Are we sure today?
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Okay, people. So we're here on really quick. So we wanted to jump on and do a show. We also want to apologize for the installment last week. When we went back to listen to that show, oh, my God, the disturbance and the I don't know what that was in there. It sounded like a CB radio trying to come in. Not really sure what in the freak that was, but we did not like the quality of that show as far as the technical end of it. We knew on our end, or as far as my end, I could hear some type of buzzing noise, but I did not know that it was going to be in the live show to that extent. We were going to delete the show, but we chose not to because technically that was the 150th show. So we decided to leave it there in all of its glory.
Of course. Yes.
All its glory. So we're going to jump right in. Today we're going to be discussing the Jim Crow 2.0 segment that we started last week, and it got really cut real short. And also you really couldn't understand the entirety of that segment. So we're going to do that segment starting off. And also, today we're going to talk a little bit about the uber-popular show Love Island Season 3, and it's Love Island USA. So we're going to talk about that. And next week we're going to be announcing a giveaway, so you definitely going to want to tune into that, and that's going to be next week. So we're going to jump right on in. So are we ready?
Ready.
Okay, people, so we stated last week that we have a new segment called Jim Crow 2.0 because basically we feel that is basically what we're living in now. We're living in the era of Jim Crow 2.0. In this particular segment, we wanted to discuss what are the offensive words that are used or have been used to demean Black people. African Americans, Africans, Jamaican, they lumped us all together here in America. So people, we're going to give you a list of names that are used against Black people in an offensive way. Okay? So we're just going to start off with the list. Now, keep in mind, some of these originated from the UK or in Africa, but it is used here in America as well. Okay, so here are the words. Ape. Nigger, of course, is the one you already know. So we're just going to throw that in there. Blue gum. Boogie. Buck. Burhead. Coming from. Colored. Coon. Crow, eggplant, fuzzies, fuzzy-wuzzy, you fuzzy-wuzzy, gollywog, whoo, happy, I don't know what the hell is a gollywog?
A dark-skinned person named after Florence K. Upton, children's book character, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what is that?
Oh,
Nazi, Nazi. A term used for Black persons from Africa. Lord Jesus.
You have to read the terms.
Okay. Jim Crow. Jim Fish. a black person, Jim C.
Oh, Jesus.
Jungle Bunny. Macaca. Mama, mommy, mammy, mammy. Mm-hmm, mammy. Monkey. Monkey. Moss head. What's that, mutt?
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry, people. I would laugh at the most worst times. I just have a weird sense of humor. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh,
you
my
good,
God.
Nick Nuss. Nick Nuss.
Oh, the world is a nignog. A nignog.
U.S. and U.K., a black person, nignog. Oh, nigger. Oh, Lord Jesus, so many names. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
Niglet. Oh, Lord. Chicken in it? Porch monkey. Paddleburn. Okay, come on.
Paddleburn.
Paddleburn.
Now you know.
What's it? Bamboo. Smoke. I am not. Wait a minute. 1960s term for black people. Smoke. Irishman. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sooty. Uh-uh. Now, this is ridiculous. Spade. Mm-mm. Spook. Tar baby. T-Lot. Thick lips. Boot tips. Thick lips. Boot lips.
What in the world? This is ridiculous. Okay. That was it.
I believe
it was
that's
one,
it, people.
Do you remember that one? It was a list we did, and it was Moon Cricket.
Yeah, it was a Moon Cricket.
It was a Moon Cricket and a something ninja. It was a, I can't remember what that name. It was something ninja. I have never in my life.
Swamp Ninja, wasn't it?
Yeah, Swamp Ninja.
Swamp Ninja. Now, that's a lot of...
Oh, God!
The derogative verse for...
I tell you what.
A few people. So
okay.
That really is. And really is fun. I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, people.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was the Jim Crow 2.0 segment.
Oh, it's still here.
For today, yes, we have entered into
here.
Jim Crow 2.0, where we have the extreme conservatives, at this point, the Trumpers, trying to basically hinder and change voting rights for people that is actually going to interfere more with black people voting. But they don't understand the tenacity that we have as a black people, that is only going to push us forward to want to vote even more. So do all that you're going to do. It's only going to make us that much more determined to cast our vote, because our ancestors died to allow their future family members, their future bloodlines, to be able to cast the vote and to be equal in the country that treated them like they were nothing and they weren't even considered a citizen, and were actually merchandise to white families. And they are trying to go backwards and take us back into an era where white people were uncomfortable when black slaves became free. So the Jim Crow era is basically white folks being mad and didn't want us to share restaurants or water fountains, anything. But yet and still, even back then and going further back, white folks always wanted black people to entertain them. You know what I mean? If you think back, they always wanted the entertainment, the music, the singing, the sports, but still want to call you a nigga. And God forbid you went up and let a black man in the White House. And they couldn't stand it because he did 8 years and not one scandal. Not one. So we're going to move on from that. But just to let you know, we're going to be talking more about that in the Jim Crow segment. Now, I just also want to let you know, we're not going to be doing a show every week. We're only going to be coming on periodically to do a show. Yeah. So you will never know when we're going to do a show.
We will let them be aware when we're going to air in the show.
Yeah, we'll give you like a week notice or a couple of day notice or something. But we will be doing one last show next week, and we will be offering a giveaway just to say thank you for the people that tuned in for the 150th show, even though it was a show that was very much horrible. But
the show itself was not horrible. It was just the
The content was great.
With the conversation.
Right. The content was good. The content is great. Every show that we have, our content is amazing. But it was
girl,
just,
hit yourself on the back.
Hello. We just did not like the way the technical support, how that was working. So, people, we're going to move on to Love Island USA, people. If you're not watching Love Island USA or you haven't ever watched it, you're missing out on the entertainment. Now, I have to give full disclosure. I stopped watching the show last Sunday, so I will always watch it the day after. So I watched it last Monday. After that episode, I haven't watched it anymore, and I refuse to do so. I think my mother has to continue to watch it. But what we wanted to just sort of say about this show, is the fact that what you have, just to give you a little premise of the show, you have five girls, five guys. They come into a house that's beautiful, on a beautiful island, and you have to see if you are, if you have chemistry with anyone, if you want to couple up with someone. And you get your little couple up. Some people really don't want to be coupled up because they're the leftovers, but they do. Right off the bat, there were two genuine connections. Actually, three. There were three genuine connections. But that was Will and Shannon, they're white. It was Joss and Kira, they're other. And then there was Cinco and Cachet, two chocolate people. And what was so wonderful about this show is the fact that when Cinco and Cachet, they became the hit couple. Cinco, y'all, is just gorgeous. The man is gorgeous, gorgeous smile, gorgeous body. He just looks like chocolate. And not only that, he was so kind, considerate. And instead of coming on that show, and he could have picked a white girl, he picked a chocolate girl who wore her hair cut extremely low. Now, she did wear wigs on the show. But and it was just a beautiful thing to see. But not only that, I think what made it interesting was the fact that there was chemistry. There was mad chemistry.
There was at a point.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Y'all, the chemistry, I'm all about chemistry. And I just think that when you have chemistry with the man that you meet and the man you want to be with and vice versa, when the man meets the woman that he wants to be with, and then there's chemistry like that. It was crazy. They were sending sparks through the TV. And what happened was very tragic. There was another black woman on the show who felt like she was God's gift to men. Nobody picked her, mind you. Nobody. The white guy that picked her didn't want her. And she set her sights on Cinco. So in this show, you can still talk to other people if you're coupled up. because they can do what's called a recoupling, and the person has to decide whether or not they want to stay with the person they're with, or they can choose another. So what ended up happening was Cinco was being seduced by Trina to get away from Cachet, even though he still had mad feelings for Cachet and genuine interest in chemistry. But when it was time to recouple, he chose Trina, and he left Cachet. But in doing so, about this show, what was very interesting was he didn't forget about Cachet. And this Trina just knew she had this man, but she still wanted him to just love her. But he couldn't, because every time, Cachet came to the room, Cinco was there. And karma came back. She was the person that helped vote Cinco off the show, even though he told her he loved her, he wanted to be with her. And she voted him off the show when she could have kept him. But karma came to her ass, because what happened to her on the last show?
Well, I don't know if everybody watched it now, but she was sent home, away from the island.
Who was sent home again?
Cachet
was sent home? The same girl that sent Cinco home after he told her he wanted to be with her.
Cachet.
And that, people, is why you have karma. Love Island comes on again, I believe, when? Because I don't watch it. I know they come on Sunday night. We want to say, And we want to finish condolences to Josh and condolences to his family. Josh and Shannon were there, and they made a real connection, and come to find out, unfortunately, Josh's sister passed away. So he had to leave the island, and Shannon wanted to be with her man, and she left the show as well to support him. So send the condolences to Josh and Josh's family. Yeah. So sorry for what has gone on in their family.
Mm-hmm.
And people, with that, like we said, this will be a very short show today. We wanted to come in and touch base with the Jim Crow 2.0 segment that we didn't finish last week and talk a little bit about Love Island and the karma that it has. Now, Cinco, if you could imagine, go on his social media, everyone is saying how much he belongs with Cachet. And since Cachet has been voted off, She decided to, after she told Cinco that she wanted, Cinco told her he wanted to be with her. She kept saying that's all she wanted was to be with him. When he laid down the line and broke up with Trina, she goes over to Cachet and Moore, and that's when they send you to another house for 3 nights. 5 new men are over there, and the guys get 5 more women. And you're going to see if people are going to cheat or whatever while they're gone for 3 days. And so as the guys waited for the girls to come back from Cachet and Moore, they tell you, okay, are they going to come by themselves, or are they going to bring somebody with them? So at the last minute, Cachet comes, and you're going to see if she brings out somebody else, or she's going to come single so she can fight for Cinco. Well, people, she came back with a man, Charlie. And when I tell you, there was tears in Cinco's eyes, or they're not. There were tears in his eyes, and I was like, oh, my God, I will help you dry those tears, Cinco. Oh, my God, I will help you dry those tears.
I'm sure a lot of women would love to help you dry those tears.
To see that man, fine man with tears in his eyes, like, Tessa, are you crazy? So she came, but what she did want to do, she claimed she was into Charlie, but she did want to make Cinco jealous. And he was jealous, but he was respectful of their relationship. And he was sort of, you could tell he was hurt. You could tell. He was hurt. And they tried to make him out like he was a bad guy because they said he was stringing both of them along. He said he just didn't want to hurt them. Mm-hmm. He didn't know how to go about doing it.
Right.
Because you had that little whining Trina crying that a tear never came out of that child's eyes. I said she could at least took some water and just put a tear on her face or something. So people, the show, I stopped watching it because I wanted Cinco and Cachet to be the end game, win the $100,000. That didn't happen. So with that, folks, that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They love it.
Now, will Cache and Cinco end up together now that they're both off the show? Will they sync back up and get back together?
I don't want him to be with her.
I know. I don't either.
No, I want him to venture out, find someone, be with someone who can he can really, you know, and get with someone who's into him, he's into them.
Yeah.
And just try. But don't go back after they did what they did to him.
Yeah. She doesn't deserve him after what she did to him.
No.
You kept a white man over Cinco and sent him home because that Trina is going to pretend like she's your friend.
And you
she's
knew,
one of your friends.
You knew Trina was not your friend.
Exactly.
So
she
the games were played, but you got caught up in your own game.
Exactly. And she was stupid and got caught up. And I remember saying, Charlie, you could tell Charlie was not into Cache as much as Cache was into Charlie. But she also wasn't into Charlie that much. She was trying to make Cinco jealous, but then why send Cinco home? So she played herself. She played herself.
But hey, you see what happened?
Okay, and you could have had Cinco all to yourself. Y'all could have been enjoying yourselves right about now. And girl, she just messed up. So people, thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
And again, we will be back on Monday next week. It will be our last show for a while. At that show, we will be offering a giveaway, so tune in for that. And we will announce when that show will be, so you can listen live if you want to listen to it, or you can get the information after we end the show. But remember that the giveaway will only be open for 24 hours, so you have to decide at what point you're going to listen to the show, because the giveaway will start right after we end the show. It will be open for 24 hours only, and that is next week. It'll be toward the end of the week, so keep an eye open for that. People, thank you for tuning in. My name is Tori, here with my co-host,
Pepperlin.
Okay, people, everyone take care and have an amazing, amazing weekend.
Stay safe, people.
Deuces.